A little bit of something from Los Lobos, going back to Kiko and the Lavender Moon. On 91.3 WYSO, it's coming up on 12:12, and it is a pleasure at this time to welcome a couple of in-studio guests as we speak this morning. But first, no stranger to the WYSO radio wave. She's one of the 2014 graduates of our Community Voices. She now makes her home in Wilmington at the Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College. It's a pleasure to welcome Tanya Moss. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, thank you.
You set a ball in motion that brought you and Kiku Hibino here today, something in motion surrounding the Peace Center, and it's a pretty momentous several vectors coming together. Can you tell us, first of all, what does the Peace Resource Center at Wilmington do, and then tell us about this momentous anniversary?
The Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College, we work to connect the local and regional community to a global community of peace that creates a mutual political, social, historical, and cultural understanding. So we have a variety of programming that's meant to create connections between people, create an awareness about peace. And on the other side of the Peace Resource Center, we have an incredibly rich archive of atomic bombing materials, perhaps one of the largest archives of atomic bombing materials related to the Japanese experience of the atomic bombs outside of Japan.
Why is that? What brought that to this little part of Ohio?
The Peace Resource Center was founded in 1975 by a woman named Barbara Reynolds. She was the wife of Earl Reynolds, who was a social anthropologist at Antioch College. She and Earl lived in Hiroshima, and Earl studied child development of children who were impacted by the atomic bombs. And while they were in Hiroshima, Barbara collected all kinds of accounts. She met with atomic bombing survivors. She did a number of world tours with atomic bombing survivors to create awareness about the plight of the victims of the atomic bombings. And at the same time, she collected a vast archive of their testimonies and materials. She was a Quaker, and when she returned to the United States in 1975, she was looking for a site to house her collection. Wilmington College is a Quaker college, and there were some connections that were made, and she chose to establish the Peace Resource Center there.
So that's interesting, because that even in itself was the 30th anniversary year of this, and now 40 years on, we still have this richness and almost a obligation in a way to remember and to reach back. We're going to be hearing from Kiku Hibino in just a moment, but his performance tomorrow, presentation at the Underdog Cafe, that's also known as Emporium Wines here in Yellow Springs, from 3 until 5 o'clock, is a part of a larger arc. Yesterday, for 12 hours, tell us what happened at Wilmington College.
Yeah, we wanted to highlight our archive. We had a student curate our survivor bombing testimonies and collect, gather together about 80 different stories. And then we asked readers to come in over a period of 12 hours to do continuous readings of those testimonies yesterday. We started at 8:15 a.m., the time of the atomic bombing on Hiroshima, and completed the vigil at 7:15. And then Kiku Hibino drove from Chicago to perform at that. His work is very well suited to creating awareness about issues of radiation from nuclear plants, power plants, the impact of the atomic bombings, issues of pollution, downwind issues. So we were really excited that he agreed to come perform for us. And then we also played some of his ambient soundscape art music during the vigil while readers were reading. So he kindly allowed us to use his music and his talent in a variety of ways yesterday.
Well, it's I really like the idea of pausing to remember. It can be, it's 70 years ago now. Many of the people that lived through it are no longer living at all, and it's far enough away from the mind of our youth that it's easy to forget that that happened.
It was really powerful to see readers work to create a bridge of empathy where they attempted to embody the person whose testimony they were reading to some extent. Of course, we know we can't perfectly embody or understand another's experience, but I saw readers very devotedly and committedly work to read in a way that showed great empathy, great understanding, and a desire to not forget those stories of war, of trauma, of suffering, so that people still have understanding of the consequences of nuclear weapons. I think that's often lost, is that these nuclear weapons are so irreversibly destructive that there's no turning back once that weapon is used.
I like this. I like this notion that peace springs from the Miami Valley. Of course, the Dayton Peace Museum and the peace accords that helped bring. Well, we just there's seems to be a thread that's forming here, and I have to say I like it very much.
Thank you.
Good to be a part of. We were speaking with Ms. Tanya Moss, who is the director of the Peace Resource Center in Wilmington College. It'll be my pleasure now to welcome Kiku Hibuno, who has performed yesterday, but will be also at the Underdog Cafe tomorrow from 3 until 5. Welcome, and thank you very much for coming.
Hi, Nikki. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I like that we took the peace song from the album Kiko and you're Kiku.
That's right.
It all just comes around. So tell me how your past, your musical sort of evolution has been very much electronic.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I started with more like a glitch type of music, techno music, but it's not usual techno. It's more like this is called prepared CD, which I painted the other side of the CD and play it back and make glitch. So I make the rhythm out of it, which is not really new things, which was, I think it's back in 60s, some Japanese guy like Tone Yasunao, the Fluxus member, he did that kind of
with
stuff.
With what would have been like an actual vine, or, you know, in the 60s, it would have been an actual record, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong. So maybe 90s, the CD, audio
good.
CD. Yeah,
oh, I
not
hear you.
60s.
Yeah. Well, we could have done it in the 60s. We
That's
could
right.
have with
yeah.
the records.
Yeah.
But the
anyway.
Idea of that you alter the surface of the mm-hmm. CD and mm-hmm. then it plays back in
yeah.
a unique way.
That's right.
And then you build on that.
Yeah.
And you've used this to work. We maybe without knowing it have probably heard your art through you've been involved with a Sony commercial, Mercedes-Benz,
yeah, that's
Heinz
right.
I saw on there.
Yeah.
I love Heinz, and now I know why.
I need to survive. I need a job. I need to get some.
Of course,
yeah.
of course.
So
your home is in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm originally from Japan, but I've been living there for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. That's where I met Tanya.
I see. I was mm-hmm. wondering how the connection was made.
Yeah, Tanya was a University of Chicago student, PhD, and my wife actually is also a PhD student. And so Tanya is my wife's friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, see how the little networks work. And
That's
then
right.
we get to have you on the radio mm-hmm. at WYSO in Yellow Springs. So it's a delight. You have brought with you a small guitar, a mm-hmm. parlor guitar
yeah, yeah.
this time around, which is a bit of a departure for you.
I'm small. Yes. Yeah, I did. I haven't played guitar for maybe 10 years. I'm 40 now. So it's quite
a lot of road under the tires. In
yeah,
the meanwhile.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always behind the desk and I was always MIDI editing and doing some synthesizer stuff. But I feel like singing now, you know, it's 21st century.
Yeah.
And even my son, like 6 years old son, can make music out of iPad. So now
I
need to show my fatherhood to him that I can do something.
And you're going
to
use the analog. You
yeah.
do the analog, not,
That's right.
not the
yeah.
Digital. What if you'd like to go ahead and take up your instrument, I would love
oh,
to hear
sure.
you play a little bit. We're in studio with Kiku Hibuno. He's a part of the multi-day celebration sort of coordinated through the Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College. And Kiku, who I understand you have... Or at least in some process of making some of these songs recorded.
Yeah, I'm going to play Mizu no Paru. This is a water pearl made of water. And this is a metaphor of consciousness, love, and memory. But it's about, I'm going to sing in Japanese, but it's a song about the grandfather who is sick and dying. But he's happy because he's watching just in front of him. His granddaughter is trying to do head standing. And his her hair, the granddaughter's hair, is like upside down, and it's like beard, and he's laughing. Oh. This is a song about the grandfather.
Kiku Hibino live on Excursions. Kiku Hibino live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. So quite a departure, but I get that feeling, the need like to add a voice to the art that you're making, to add your voice in there.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I've been working with known just instrumental music for a long time. Mm-hmm. So
did I hear you say hello stando in there?
Yeah, headstand. Yeah, headstanding. Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, that's just delightful. We're in studio with Kiku Hibino, who is on stage at the Emporium, the Underdog Cafe, tomorrow from 3 until 5 p.m. And it's all a part of an arc of events that have been initiated by the Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College, and our first guest, Tanya Maas. Do you have friends or family that were affected? I mean, it must be that everyone, I mean, that in some way or another, the entire nation of Japan is forever changed and forever connected to that event so many years ago, seven decades. Do you have friends or even family members that were killed or...
Not really by atomic bomb, yeah. But my grandfather on my father's side was a soldier. And I still remember, he's alive, but I went to a base with him when I was a kid. And aww. Still clearly remember he got a hole in his shoulder. It was a gun wound from the war. Aww. And he always speak about this rescue story that he helped his friend who everybody thought he is dead. And some people started make hole, dig the hole.
So they really thought he was...
Throw him in the soil. Oh. And my father, my grandfather realized he was still breathing because some dust coming out from his nose. And so he dig him out and he was alive. Oh. And that story was something that I... don't forget.
I'm sure. Yeah. So the whole, that sort of embodies the spirit of these events. It's just like one person doing one good thing. And when you combine those together, you've really got something. Right. Kiku Hibunu, live in studio today, live on stage tomorrow from 3 until 5 o'clock right here in Yellow Springs at Emporium Wines and Underdog Cafe. You have another tune for us there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not? This next song is called Asa ga Kuru, Morning Will Come. This is about hope. And this is the song inspired by this manga comic.
Oh!
Barefoot Gan.
Okay.
Yeah.
My son's going to know all about that. I don't.
Barefoot Gan is one of my favorite manga. And this is about atomic bomb survivor. He's a boy and his family all got killed by the atomic bomb. And he was watching them dying. And after that, he has to survive. And he's really pure and filled with passion and love and stuff. So, this song is about him. で青空湿った空気背中で感じてバイクこいで図書館で借りたシュート漫画暗記して返却身軽に生きる太陽に背を向けて地に足つけて生きるとは何事か自問空に舞い上がる辛さを恐れては全体が俯瞰できないし最後の最後で自分に頼って迷子の子供の真剣な顔でズボンのポッケに思い出ねじ込んで鼻歌歌って気を紛らわしながら青チューブラリン行くあてもなくてあはははきれいは汚い汚いはきれいあははあは全身細胞怒りで震えてあははは動音感じて匂いで怯えてるぜミントの匂い立ち込めて街中浮き足だって焼けの腹不安になって当然だからベイビーゆっくり息吸い込んで背筋正して討論流しありし日の面影星になったと思いたくて喉元過ぎてもとどまる熱さ心焦がし続けて最後の最後で自分に頼って迷子の子供の真剣な顔でズボンのポッケに思い出ねじ込んで鼻歌歌って気を紛らわしながらしっかりしなくていいじゃない好きな歌を歌おう That's alright 恣意的残酷この世界油断ならないぜ手をつなごう Maybe 一緒に群青色の朝が来て朝が来て Maybe baby baby I think I saw the blue bird Maybe baby 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 I think I saw the blue bird Maybe baby baby I'm your blue bird Maybe baby 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 I'm your blue bird Maybe baby baby I think it's all a blue bird 俺の唇は blue My hands are blue 君のマスカラは blue 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 bird、最後の最後で自分に頼って迷子の子供の真剣な顔でズボンのポッケに思い出ねじ込んで あの歌を歌って気を紛らわしながら、ああしっかりしなくていいじゃない、好きな歌を歌おう That's alright、 恣意的残酷この世界、油断ならないぜ手をつなごう、 Maybe 一緒に群青色の朝が来て、朝が来て、 Maybe baby baby sing so the blue blue、 Maybe baby 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 sing so the blue blue、 Maybe baby baby maybe I'm a blue blue、 Maybe baby baby you're my blue blue、Maybe baby baby sing so the blue blue、 俺の唇は blue、 My hands are blue、 君のマスカラは blue、 Blue 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 blue。
A little bit of English in there. I caught a little、right. bit of that. Bluebird. Live in studio with Kiku Hibino. Say the name of that one again for me.
Kiku Hibino.
Oh, well, you, but that song.
Oh, what's the
name? That's okay.
Yeah. This is Asa ga kuru. Morning will come.
Asa ga kuru. That's、yeah. beautiful. It's got a beautiful、yeah. rhythm to it.Thank you for sharing some of your art
Thank
today.
Thank you, Nikki.
If you would like to find out more about Kiku, and I hope that you do, because what we're hearing today is just the most recent manifestation. He has a large body of work, and most of it with a little bit different flavor. You can look at otomusic.com. That's O-T-O music.com, all one word, Oto Music. And remind us what Oto means?
Oto means sounds.
And your little son's name is?
Uta.
Which means
songs. Songs.
I love、yeah. it. Thank you so much for coming today. And、you're on stage tomorrow from 3 until 5 at the Underdog Cafe. That's here in Yellow Springs at Emporium Wines. And a big thanks to Tanya Moss for coming by. And if you'd like to know more about the work that they're doing at Wilmington College, and I hope that you will, you can search Peace Resource Center. If you put Wilmington in there, it'll surely come up. The Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College. And thanks to the both of you for coming here today.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks.